Brad?
Good morning, boys. How are we?
We're very well, thanks, mate. Now, firstly, I saw comments from Paddy Mills this week that this Boomers squad needs to leave a legacy for the game in Australia going forward. So you sense they're all in heading towards Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, they are. And Paddy leads it beautifully as well. They feel so disheartened that they lost a medal, or didn't get a medal, I should say, 4 years ago on a very controversial call at the end of the game, if we remember. And this team is focused. I mean, you look at the players that are in there, and you know, on Andrew Bogut's retired now, but Paddy Mills, Joe Ingles, Aaron Baines, these guys have done it all in the NBA. And, you know, with Paddy Mills and Baines and Bogut, they've won NBA championships. The thing that's missing off their resume is a medal at the Olympics, and we've never won a medal in a men's senior program. So this is outside of the Commonwealth Games. So this one's the big one, and they know this is their last shot. So hopefully they can bring home the money.
Brad, tell me about the NBL Cup. I asked you last week if you are still a fan. I feel like there's been, certainly the feedback we've had from fans, there's been a bit of a mixed feedback. Some people feeling like there's too many games and probably the excitement's worn off. What's your take on it? And you're obviously seeing and talking to a lot of people. Are they still in love with the concept?
Yeah, everyone I speak to absolutely love it. They think it's great. You get the double headers as much as it is. Now, it is a lot on TV, I do agree, and it is a lot of games. It's not common here in Australia for that type of thing. I mean, you look at the Big Bash, it's similar. But in the NBA, it happens all the time. But look, I'm loving it. I think it's great. And remember, it only goes for like another week or so, so it's not massive. I wouldn't think that they should be doing this for, you know, 6 months. But for the short term that they've done it, I think it's great. And remembering, this is a way that they could get a season going as well, because of COVID a couple of months ago, it looked like we may not even get going. So I think the NBL have done a tremendous job.
How are the Kings travelling, mate? I know they lost yesterday to Cairns.
Yeah, that hurt, Loz. That was a bad loss. You know, like Cairns are sitting there after 13 games or 12 games then with only 3 wins, had struggled the whole season. And Sydney, they did it again last week against Melbourne as well, where they play so well and then they just lose it at the end by just, you know, little silly turnovers or taking that big shot. But Fazildrick and Casper Ware are doing an amazing job and carrying this team. Well, we are without Jarrell Martin, our big import in the centre, and that's a big loss, and he hasn't played for a couple of weeks with a knee injury. So they're going okay, my boys, but they're struggling.
What did you make of Illawarra last night, a 9-point win against Adelaide?
Yeah, they flexed their muscle. They needed to do that. They'd lost a couple of games. Defensively, they were struggling. But to be fair to Adelaide as well, they were without Isaac Humphries, who hurt his ankle. It looks like a 4 to 6 week injury, so that's a shame for him. So I thought anything but a win for Illawarra was needed there. But, you know, they're sitting third on the NBL ladder. Remember, there's two ladders now. There's the NBL Cup ladder and the NBL ladder. So Illawarra sitting third. Melbourne way out in front, 10 games, 9 wins, 1 loss. They're the ones to beat.
Who wins tonight between Perth and Brisbane?
Yeah, it's going to be a ripper of a game. I'm going to go Perth just because they're playing so well. But Brisbane had been playing really well. Nathan Sobey was fabulous. Vic Law's doing a great job. They had a little bit of a hiccup the other night, but I'm really looking forward to this one. That'll be a ripper.
Hard to tip against Melbourne United against the New Zealand Breakers.
Oh, geez, that could be a cricket score. I'll tell you, that one's going to go. New Zealand, they're up and down. It's the Webster brothers who are playing brilliant, but you stop them and you stop the Breakers at the moment. So look for a nice century. They can raise the bat after a little while, Melbourne.
What about South East Melbourne against the Kings on Saturday night? Cracking game between South East Melbourne and Perth during the week, where the Wildcats just pipped them by a point.
Yeah, South East Melbourne are playing really well, and they've got Ryan Brockhoff coming in next week, I believe. Well, he is out of quarantine now, so this is the guy I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. He's played NBA, was played for the Dallas Mavericks last year. He's now out of quarantine. He will join South East Melbourne Magic, but I don't think he'll be ready for this game, but the next one against Melbourne, he will. But I'm giving that analogy because it's really lifted the Phoenix, and they're playing really well. That's going to be one hell of a game. I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm going to have to go Perth, but in a close one.
What about the Hawks and Wildcats, mate, on Sunday?
Yeah, so I don't know. This is the Perth one, I'm saying, with the win there against the Illawarra Hawks. You just don't know with Illawarra. They can play so well and so differently all the time. But I think with Perth, I mean, they've got the best player in the league, don't they, with Bryce Cotton. John Mooney is an absolute fantastic pickup for them. And Toddy Blanchfield's playing really well for them. So, yeah, Perth to win that one.
Give us one before you go, mate. Have a great weekend. Good to talk to you.
You too, boys. And remember, there's a couple of games left. Go those Kings! Come on, boys!